Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is approaching the end of Pirkei Avot. This Yom Rishon, after Shabbos, we'll be starting Horayot. Right now we are in Chapter 6, Mishnayot 7 and 8. Gedola Torah. Torah is very great. Shehi notenet chayim leosea, b'lam hazeh b'lam haba. Torah gives life to those who do Torah, those who are not just learning, but practicing and putting it into action. Not only in this world, also in the next world. The Merkevet Mishnah comments that after yesterday's learning, that there are 48 tools that we need to work on to acquire Torah, somebody might be discouraged and say, well, 48 is an awful lot of things I have to work on, and it's worth it. Of course, it brings you Torah, it brings you Chaim, so the point of Merkevet Mishnah is this is to encourage us that, yes, it is worth working through all of the steps to become really good at learning Torah and really good at living life. And the Baita says, Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 4, all these psukim we'll see are from Proverbs, from Mishlei, Ki hayim hem lemotzehem. It is life to those who bring it out. Now, motzehem can mean those who bring it out into reality. It's not just theoretical knowledge. It's actually being used for mitzvah. It also be the motzehem pihem. As the Rashi says, you need to speak it out with your mouth. As we learned yesterday, arichat sfatayim is one of the first ways to acquire Torah, is actually saying it out loud. And the end of that pasuk, the Braisa brings, the whole besaru marpe, and it heals all of their flesh. So speaking words of Torah, hearing words of Torah, the vibrations, the energy in that Torah is actually a source of healing for us. The Omer, and it says in Mishlei in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8, Rifot tehi leshorecha. It will be a healing for your navel, like for your internal organs. Vishikui leatzmotecha, and like marrow for your bones. And the Midrash Shmuel says this for the organs refers to this world, Olam Hazeh, and after somebody passes away, all that's left is their bones. So it even helps them in the next world. The Omer. And Mishlei chapter 3, verse 18 says, Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. It is the tree of life to those who hold on tight. Sometimes the tree is shaking and you really need to hold on to keep up with your Torah learning. V'tomchecha me'ushar. And those who support it are fortunate. They have the merit of sponsoring and helping other people to learn and spreading Torah knowledge that brings them a fantastic, immeasurable zechut, a great merit. V'omer. And in Mishlei chapter 1, it says, Ki liviat hen, they are an accompaniment of grace, hem l'roshecha, for your head, v'anakim l'gargarotecha, and like a necklace or a chain on your neck. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, on the head refers to the Torah wisdom, and on the neck refers to when people with true knowledge of Torah speak, they speak very eloquently from the neck, from the throat, v'omer. And in chapter 4 of Mishlei, it says, Titen l'roshecha l'viatchen, they will give adornment of grace upon your head, tiferet timagneka, and a crown of splendor upon you. Ve'omer, and it says in chapter 3, Mishlei, orech yamim bimina, length of days, a long life, is at the right side of Torah, bismola, and by the left side, osher, Vekavod is wealth and honor. And the Mefarshim say, towards the right is usually considered stronger, a sign of chesed, a sign of lishma, it brings long life. And even to the left, which is considered the weaker hand, even if a weaker hold on Torah, still brings benefits. Ve'omer ki orech yamim ushnot chayim ushalom yosifu loch. And it says about Torah, because they will add length of days, not just length of years, but you'll have time in your days, shnot chayim, years to your life, v'shalom and peace, yosif aloch, they will add to you. Baraisa Chet, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, number 8, he says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he says, a teaching from Bar Yochai, Hanoi, noi is beauty, koach, strength, osher, wealth, kavod, and honor, chokhma, and wisdom, zikna, and old age, seva, that's ripe old age, as we saw at the end of chapter 4, that's even older than zikna, bonim, and children, noe, letzadikim. These things are appropriate and beneficial for righteous people, v'nail olam, and they bring more benefits for the world. Now, what's not spoken but implied is when rishayim, when wicked doers have these things, it's bad for the wicked and also bad for the whole world. And the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out here that Mefarshim say that all of these attributes can be used for good or bad. You know, obviously, if somebody is very wealthy, they can use their wealth for mitzvot and tzedakah, or they could use it for things that are not so yeshar, not so great. So all of these things are attributes that when tzaddikim use them correctly, it brings great benefit to the entire world. For example, the tzaddikim, the sages, can use their wealth and their honor to influence the government to, you know, not make harsh decrees against the Jewish people, as often happened in the Roman times. There are many stories where sages had to go to Rome and intercede and nullify decrees and laws that had been enacted against the Jewish people. You have to have some influence and some standing and some respect, and sometimes do some bribes to get that to work and protect the Jewish people. Shne'amar, and the Braita again brings many verses from Mishle, from Proverbs. Ateret tiferet seva. A crown of splendor is the old age. Bederech tzedakah timatzei. And you'll find it through the path of tzedakah. The path of righteousness and giving is what brings old age. And tzidkut, and being a tzaddik. V'omer ateret chochomim oshram. It also says in chapter 14 of Mishle, the crown of the wise people is their wealth, because they will use wealth wisely. V'omer, in chapter 17 of Proverbs, ateret zekenim bnei bonim. The crown of the elderly people, of the sages, is the children of their children, their grandchildren. V'tiferet bonim avotam. The glory of children is in their parents. Now, there's a really interesting Gemara in Bava Batra 59a, where they brought a story. There were three generations of sages. The grandfather and the father and the son were all learning Torah together, the same time in the same place, and they cited the Gemara cites the pasuk in Kohelet chapter 4, Chuta Meshula Shalom Yehere Notek. It's a three-ply cord. You have three generations learning together. There's a special strength to that. And really, the glory of children is the parents, because on a practical, biological level, children get their mind and their good looks from their parents. But of course, then they have the responsibility to use it to serve Hashem and develop into a tzaddik on their own two feet. The Omer, and also in chapter 20 of Mishle, it says, Tiferet Bahurim Kocham, the glory of the youth is their strength, V'hadar Zekenim Seva, and the glory of elders is their ripe old age, which of course brings experience and brings chokhmah and brings the ability to guide the strength to a proper usage. The Omer, and a pasuk in Yeshaya Navi says, Hafra Halavana, the moon will be ashamed, Uvosha Hachama, and the sun will be humiliated, Ki Moloch Hashem Tzevakot, because he shall rule, the Hashem, the God of all powers, Behar Tzion, over Har Tzion, Virushalayim, Neged Zikenav Kavod. That when Hashem reveals himself in Yemos HaMashiach and is ruling over Har Tzion and ruling over Shirlaim, then there will be kavod, there will be true honor for his elders. And we know in that time, all of the nations will realize the truth of Torah, and they'll all want to come and learn Torah and benefit from the messages. And of course, not everyone has to be Jewish, but everyone can get something valuable out of our Torah once they realize it has, you know, a fantastic ability to do and bring blessings for everyone, and so in the future they will pay respect to Am Yisrael and through our Torah. And it's also that in Yeshaya it alludes to something it's called the Organuz LeTzadikim, that there was a special light that Hashem made, and it was hidden away for the Tzadikim to bring them honor in the future. Rabbi Shimon ben Menaseh Omer, and he adds, Elu sheva midot, these seven midot, Shemonu Chachamim LeTzadikim, that our sages said are very good for the righteous people, Kulam nitkaimu, they were all found by Rebbe Uvonov, with Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi and his sons. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi is saying that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had all of these qualities and he used them on behalf of the community in his generation. We see he was friends with the Roman Emperor Antoninus and used his friendship and his wealth and his influence and his position of honor to help the Jewish people rebuild after the Churban and to help compile the Mishnayot that we have today as the basis of Shas. Yishar Kochachem, Tizku L'Mitzvot, Yishavos.